All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. So in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets, still live from Cancun.
Yes, having a great time.
For sure. Okay, so today is Wednesday, March 8th, and yesterday was the big day. Powell was testifying in front of the Senate and said a few things that tanked the markets. We'll take a look at this. Interest rates, the two-year yield now about 5%, and we'll talk to you about what traders are focusing on right now, but also, most importantly, how we are trading these markets. By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we're real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, as you can imagine, we have a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And we just have to talk about what happened yesterday. Markets were massively selling off.
Yeah, and that five-minute chart really tells the whole story. Things were quiet going into the 10 o'clock hour there. Then 10 Eastern time, there were some comments by Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Markets did not like what he had to say just because he didn't say things were rosy and everything was okay, right? So there was a bit of a sell-off. It wasn't this panic selling, a little bit of a drift higher. We came back down, saw some support, but then we saw some continued selling in the afternoon, and that sent the markets lower by 1.5%.
Yeah, because basically in a nutshell, what Powell said is, well, what we're doing doesn't seem to work and we have to crank up the heat. And if we have to, we will be prepared to do this. And that's where, again, it's all about interest rates. And we're looking at the FedWatch tool here from CME Group. And right now we see the probability of a 50 basis point hike jumped to 70%.
This is interesting to me, and I think that the whole narrative here is that traders felt that the Fed wasn't going to do what they were saying for a long time, right? The Fed was a little bit slow to react, saying it was transitory, and then they said we need to be very focused on data and interest rate, and we are prepared to raise rates. And traders said, yeah, but probably not much. And I think traders kind of started to think, well, maybe it is a little bit transitory, right? Because they just weren't taking the Fed seriously. And I don't think that there was a significant change in what Powell said yesterday, but I think it kind of woke traders up a little bit and realizing, hey, yeah, they're going to have to do more work.
Well, I think with the conflicting data that we had recently, where inflation seemed to creep higher again, Powell said the same thing yesterday where he said, well, we got to pay attention to the data. But I think yesterday traders finally heard
exactly.
That he says, okay, we got to watch the data and then we are prepared to do what we need to do. And he didn't say specifically we could raise interest rates by 50%, but he said it might be more and for longer. And that's what spooked the markets yesterday.
Yep. And so here we see the target rate probabilities for the March meeting. And so it's a two-day policy meeting on the 21st of March, ending on the 22nd. I think that even though we have basically a 50 basis point hike now priced into the market, I think this is still a little bit premature. Not to say that they won't or can't raise rates by 50 basis points, but I think that Friday's jobs report is going to be key here.
That's it. So looking at the economic calendar, Powell yesterday said again that he is concerned about the tight labor market. And this is where Friday's data will be super important, especially after last month's surprise where so many jobs were added, which Powell does not like to see. So this is where on Friday, it's really, if it comes in line with expectations, I think there will be a little bit of relief rally. If it comes in better than expected, showing that the labor market is still strong, I think we'll see a pretty brutal sell-off.
Yeah, I saw an overly hyped headline from some news source that said, March 10th, mark your date on the calendar for the market crash, right? And really, it's because March 10th on Friday, that's a big deal. And traders are waiting to see what the jobs report says, and that is going to be data that the Fed uses for their rate decision.
Yeah. And usually what happens when we have the big jobs report on Friday, we also have the JOLTS jobs opening. I mean, it's a fairly new report. You said it was invented or started being tracked after the financial crisis. So relatively new. And that is the I can't remember. Early I knew it. Jobs opening and labor turnover statistic. That's what it is.
Exactly. So the Fed does take this into consideration. The ADP non-farm employment number, which was at 8:15 Eastern, this has always been a prelude to the jobs report on Friday. To be honest, you can get some market reactions to this report, but it is far less significant than the Friday jobs number. Here we do see that jobs came in for the ADP jobs higher than forecast. So it still shows that there is some resiliency in a strong labor market. And right now looking like 1.9 jobs available for everyone unemployed.
Yeah. And that's the JOLTS job openings that you're referring to. And it came in a little bit better than expected, but still down from the previous month. So therefore, no huge reaction in the market to it. We'll take a look at the 5-minute chart here in a moment. And the other big thing is that Fed Chair Powell is again testifying today.
Yeah, and there, you know, because of the first day, I mean, that's where everybody is a little anxious and wondering if there's going to be some Q&A that rattles Powell or gets him to say some things that he might regret. It's been a long time, but you know, for reference, Alan Greenspan, two words, irrational exuberance, sent the markets into a tailspin. Like just that statement alone, right? So that's why traders are a little sensitive. That the buying was just irrational, right? I mean, it was a great way to describe meme trading.
Yeah, exactly.
Before his time.
But again, we heard from Powell what he had to say yesterday, and unless this morning he woke up, looked at the news, and said, "Guys, that's not what I said," and really reverses course today, there's nothing surprising there. And that's kind of what we see in the markets because this morning markets opened really unchanged from yesterday. Then there was a little bit of a movement when we had the JOLTS job report and when Powell was speaking. But as you can see right now, the S&P up 0.1%. NASDAQ a little bit higher here, moving higher. And that's kind of, I want to say, a little bit of relief rally from what we saw yesterday.
Yeah, maybe a little buy the dip, but it just looks like the S&P wants to drift back to 4,000. Now, I agree that, although I don't think you should mark your calendar because it's when the sky will fall, I believe that Friday is going to be that big day, and that's the day we're going to see some market moving. But it looks like the S&P wants to get back to that 4,000 level, maybe above the 50-day moving
average. Yeah, that's the other thing, right? I mean, can we go above 4,000 and close above the 50-day moving average? And right now, it seems this way. Earlier with our masterminds here in the room, we talked about it. I believe that today will be a little bit of a relief rally, but still with nervousness. So the S&P, I think, will close up, but less than 1%.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, the S&P 500, if you're listening, there you go. All right, let's talk about our positions. And, you know what? Before we do this, we should talk about Oxy.
Yeah.
I mean, just Oxy this morning in the news, as you can see, a huge move here. Occidental Petroleum was up more than 3.5% this morning, now pulling back, but still up 1.3%.
Yeah, and this coming from some excitement, traders liking the fact that Buffett did it again. He bought some more shares. I believe it was 5.8 million shares that he added to his Oxy position. I think I read that he now owns, or Berkshire Hathaway owns 22.2%, I think I saw.
Yeah, and that's what we call the Warren Buffett effect, right? Because there's several people in their portfolio, longer-term portfolio, who are following Warren Buffett and saying, all right, this is when Warren Buffett buys. So if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me, and trying to mimic it. The challenge is that Warren Buffett bought between 59 and 61, I believe, right? So if you're jumping in this morning at 63, you're paying a
higher
price.
Maybe a little late to the party. Yeah. And I guess it was the first time he added since his investment in September. And that's when you saw, you know, some big movement as well.
Yeah. Let's talk about our positions, because Oxy, this is one of the positions that I still had. Last week we traded both. You traded the 57 strike, I traded the 58. I closed it, so therefore on Friday, sold again the 58 put. And this morning with this rally, I was able to close my position at 90% of the max profits according to my plan. So this right now, no longer say goodbye to Oxy.
Na 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 na. Hey, goodbye.
All right, CTRA, super interesting this morning, hovering around 26, right now falling a little bit, down 1.8%. It's a bit interesting, coming out of the blue. My break-even, still trading well above my break-even at 24.67. I have shares at 26 and plan to hold them until next week, because next Wednesday is the ex-dividend date. And if I'm the shareholder on record in the morning of Wednesday, March 17th, I will get the dividend, which is 57, 59 cents, somewhere around there.
Yeah, nice, nice little dividend. And yeah, it's still behaving like a nice wheel stock here. I'm out of it, and I'm rooting for you.
Thanks, man. All right, Google, the Googles really had a nice run up than yesterday with the overall market sell-off going down, but now continuing. I mean, also today, much stronger, outperforming the market, up 2% right now. I'll take it. I'm assigned at 108. My break-even is at 103.46. So I need Google to rally a little bit higher that I can sell calls against this position again.
Yeah, but Google looking pretty good. It before yesterday, actually a six-day win streak. So just kind of out of the blue, the streak started where it was a little bit quiet, but then a couple of nice back-to-back-to-back wins. And then, like you said, yesterday that pullback was with the overall market. So coming right back today, getting back up towards those highs. So I think Google's looking good for you.
Yeah, I mean, from the lows there, recently up 7.6% and just looking strong. So
maybe a little bit of an overreaction to the GPT chat stuff.
Yeah, and Microsoft really making a huge investment. And that's what we talked about, right? I mean, it seemed that Microsoft won the battle. Who will win the war? And we haven't heard anything really a lot from the AI news and Google's response. So this is where I'm a little bit surprised that the stock is rising. I thought it would diddle around here a little bit more, but I'll take it, right? I mean, trade what you see, not what you think, because apparently, what do I know?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, AI, the ChatGPT, that is definitely the buzz, and everybody's getting excited about it. But you're also seeing some comments and things like things that were identified incorrectly. You know, so it's kind of like the hype over Tesla, and then you hear one crash. And it was, oh, well, maybe there's an issue. I mean, it's definitely the buzz right now. It could be, you know, the wave of the future. But I think that this is shown perfectly in the chart that traders panicked. And then they thought, well, Google's not going anywhere.
Right.
You know?
I mean, life without Google, I don't think it'll
They'll adjust. Yep. Yeah. Adjust and adapt.
All right.
Prosper.
This is a trade that we did yesterday, PNC, because financials were hit yesterday, which is really interesting, right? Because you think that financial companies, as interest rates are going higher, they're making more money. But yesterday, it was the fear of a possible recession. And this is why financials were lower. So we decided to sell puts as it was moving lower. I sold the 147 strike. You sold the 146 strike.
Yeah, you got 65 cents. I got 50 cents at the 146. I just wanted to be a little bit lower, a little bit longer term. I thought support was a tiny bit stronger. This did start to dip a little bit more in the afternoon or midday after we got into the trade. So it's reacting to these support levels, which I think is great. I'm okay being in a bank, right? I was actually looking at BAC as well, but BAC was a little too high above support. So I think PNC is going to be just great. I'm happy to own it at 146, but definitely taking some heat yesterday, almost down 5%.
Yeah. So again, PNC Financial Services Group, 3.87% dividend yield, a low PE ratio of 11.19. And then when we look at the fundamentals, we also see that they're super solid on a quarterly basis. They're super solid on an annual basis. Even in 2020, 21, they hung in there strong. So this is where I'm not concerned and I'm okay owning this stock. All right. So, our plan for today. Today, didn't see a whole lot because not unusual. If you look at a 5-minute chart of the S&P where we are just really diddling around, no impulses, and the next big one is really on Friday. So wouldn't be too surprised if we are drifting a little bit higher today, tomorrow, a bit all over the place, and then Friday will be the big one.
Friday is the day. Jobs, jobs, jobs.
All right.
Good, good, good.
Good, good, good. All right. Well, I hope you're enjoying the show. If you do, give us a like and take a look at the other videos here. So we have a few more videos for you. Check them out. And then we'll be back tomorrow, again, live from, not Cayman Island, Cancun.
Cancun it is. Happy trading, everybody.